What's the next one? Faith by action. So much on that day, faith works by action. And by that will mean that there's a corresponding action that you require for faith to work. God wants you to participate in what He's about to do. So the place of rest is not a place of inactivity. It's a place of cooperating with God to bring a thing about. Hallelujah. So today, I do two more in one of the series. So number six, faith is thought, but caught. I'll say it again. Faith is thought, but caught. You get that now? Write it down. Faith is thought, but caught. The scripture says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, and the Bible begins to say, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Can we echo that? Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Want to give everybody? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. One more time. Like I said, the number six, how faith works is, faith works by, faith is thought, but caught. So when the word of God comes to you, you hear faith. You hear faith. But you don't begin to act faith at that moment. Faith is thought, but faith has to be caught. You get what I'm saying this morning? You see, when Jesus Christ, when Peter and the rest of the disciples saw Jesus Christ walking on water, faith was being taught. Am I communicating? I hope you understand that faith, when the Bible says faith comes by hearing, it doesn't necessarily mean by the word. It could be an action. How many of you have seen somebody exhibit faith and you just caught some faith? Am I communicating? So when Bible says faith comes by hearing, it means that an infusion. And it could be by action. It could be by words. Glory to God. So when Jesus was walking upon the water, He was communicating faith to them. Are you here? That's some deep stuff now. He was communicating faith to them. Taught faith, say yes, sir. But just one man caught that faith. You hear? And Peter said, Master, if that be you, bid me come. Andrew didn't say so. James didn't say so. Judas didn't say so. I expect him to say so. Maybe that would have been the day that have died. Hallelujah. But Peter said, bid me come. So Peter caught the faith. Now hear me. For the past 1 month, I've been teaching on faith. We've been teaching on faith. Faith has been coming by hearing. See, the faith will come by hearing, but the action of faith will happen when you've caught that faith. Are you here? Are you here? The same word of faith came from. Have you heard pastor say things like, somebody here will testify next week? And everybody shout amen. So shall it be. But one or two persons didn't just say amen. They caught the faith in that spoken word. They got to action. They got to work. They really prayed about the things they do. Let me say this to you. Most of the time when we prophesy in church, it actually does happen. But sometimes you are not deliberate enough to know that it has happened. Am I communicating? But I gave you a word last month, that some of you are going to have. I asked how much you want to have in your bank account. First of all, if you didn't catch that word, put it in your heart, it won't come to pass. Because you are not intentional about it. When some persons call the word, they are actually checking their balance. On the half day of the month, they checked. 10 days ago, they are checking. And as that is happening, the angels are committed to do your bidding. Who go and just say it now? We just say, oh, it just happened, just leave it. Your mind is not there to that. That may never come to pass. Am I communicating this morning? Matthew chapter 14, verse 21. And they had eaten, were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Verse 22. And straightway Jesus came, constraining the disciples to get into a ship and to go before him into the other side. While why he sent the multitude away. 23. And when he has sent the multitude away, he went into the mountain apart to pray. When the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed to wave, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciple saw him walking on the sea, how many people saw him walking on the sea? I didn't hear you. The disciples saw him walking on the sea. They were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." But they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." Be not afraid. And that's what? And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked in on the water. Oh, Peter walked on the water to go to Jesus. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" What I want to point out is this. First of all, said it before, they all saw Jesus teach faith. Peter was the only one who caught the faith and ended up walking in water. Listen to me. The Bible says that his natural mind way took those on him. And as he took his eyes off Jesus, he began to sink. That's to show you that your faith has to be absolute. Now, some of you are trusting God for certain things. You started trusting God. In the middle of it all, you've lost your faith. Lost your faith. And because of the things you're seeing, it does not commensurate with what you're expecting. I might communicate this morning. But the moment your faith begins to shrink and dwindle, which is actually the activities of the devil, by the things you hear, you sure God's going to do it? It's taking so much long time. It's taking long. How far? What's up about your house rent? Have you paid it? You begin to check. The devil begin to inspire some thoughts in your heart. And they're going to take the shortcuts. That moment, there's going to be a band of sin. Listen very well. That you had a faith at this spot doesn't automatically mean that it's going to take you to this spot. Am I speaking sense? For the just shall live by faith. It's a daily activity. In other words, from the point where you caught that word of faith, you begin to walk on it. That's where faith confession is important. Oh, come on. You begin to say your outcome. Oh, my husband is paid. I'm never stranded. I'm not disgraced. You see, when you have God's word in your mouth all the time, whatever the circumstance is saying does not have any effect on you. You get what I'm saying? So Peter, I didn't mean Peter, was saying things like, "Oh, I walk on water. I trust in the blood of Jesus. I walk on water. I can't sink. I can't sink because my eyes are fixed on him." You're never going to hear the story about Peter sinking. But Peter was walking. I was thinking about the circumstance. The wind was blowing some more. And you begin to think, "Oh, Magma, I don't die. Oh, I don't die. What is going on here? Probably I've overdone myself. Oh, probably Andrew was still in the ship. Same now, I would not be here." Maybe Peter would have thought, "Am I sure I'm not trying to be equal with God by trying to walk on the same place he's walking on?" And the devil caught him. The devil reduced him. You remember that? The devil reduced him. He strengthened him. And he began to sing. May your faith take you to the end in the name of Jesus. You have to believe to the end. Shut your ears. That's what I say. Number one, don't forget. Number one is what? How faith works. By understanding. See, God faith have to understanding about it. Know for sure that God provides. Know for sure. Know for sure. Then the next thing, your association, you have to be careful. It's a work of faith. You have to be careful. Don't let people begin to say things to you. How can a man who doesn't live by faith, you know, yeah, give the person access to say things to you? Has someone ever made you to feel stupid before when you trust God for something? You know, one of my sons, the first time I gave my first car out, I've prayed my heart out to have a car. The very first car when he came, I've already called him, I've come to him to the car. He was so excited that he made a post that they were here. He asked him to tell them they were here. Boy, come to Lagos. Go here. Go here. He instructed me to go give the car as a seat to a pastor. When that instruction came, I didn't discuss that with him. Because I know if I try it, this little faith of mine, I'm going to lose it back. I held on to it. It's not that he's the devil, no. But he has not gotten to that place. Oh, can be stupid for no reason. You know, faith doesn't make sense. It's a cast of bread upon waters. It's not even in the oven. Upon waters. I shut my ears. Sometimes you have to take some action when your roommate will not be aware of. Even as when you're going to get married, I'm talking to the men here. Sometimes you have to do some certain things and keep it from babe till later. Hallelujah. I heard a joke about the guy who went to church. And the pastor preached about faith. He said, "Fia, come and give your car. And give your car key to God." And the man went out there and dropped his car key. His son was like, "Ah, Dad. His car key to God." And when they finished service, but they saw notice that the dad left his church for a while and came back. Laughing already. After service ended, the father asked them, "Let's go." And they were going home. The son said, "Dad, I thought you gave the car to the church." He said, "No, I gave them my spare key. It was the car key the pastor was for. Not the car. I gave my spare. I gave the key. I want to take my spare. So please, don't give your spare." I look at the kind of thing I can do, you know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your faith has to take you to the end. And for that to happen, you must work with people who are men of faith. People who will tell you, "Man, you are right about there. Keep going. Keep going. You're right about that. If he did it before, he will do it again." Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Hear me. You don't have to, hear me very well now. You don't have to see faith work before you have faith. You have to have faith that the faith will work. It's a dangerous zone. I will say it again so you understand. I don't want to rush today. Peter has never walked on water all his life. So it's not based on "I've tried it before." No. You have to have faith that the faith you have will work. Some of you give money to church. You give a seed. Trusting God for something. But you don't have faith that that seed you gave is enough to cause a breakthrough to happen. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? You guys are dull. You're not responding to me. I say, are you getting what I'm saying this morning? You have to have faith in that your faith action.
woman with the issue of God has never in her life gotten a healing by touching the hem of Jesus' garment. But she had a faith in her action. Come on now. She had a faith in her action. I said this to you. Your faith will grow by the actions of faith you have taken. Faith comes by what? It only comes by hearing. It does not grow by hearing. It grows by doing. So you use faith to sustain faith. Faith thrives on faith. Alright? Now the word of faith can actually prepare you to begin to act faith. But your faith begins to grow when you begin to do the act of faith. You still here? Mark chapter 5, verse 25. A certain woman with an issue of blood 12 years. And has suffered many things of many physicians, and has spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Verse 28. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Nobody taught her that. Am I communicating? But look up here. That means that faith can be engineered. You hear what I'm saying now? Faith can be engineered. You know, I've left that zone of trying to be too critical about some things I don't understand. I want you to get it now. I still have my reservation. But I tell you, if my generation lived in the time of Jesus Christ, they wouldn't believe Jesus at all. Jesus operated in some mystic ways. How would you want to hear a man who has eyesight issue and you pour his spit on the ground? And make a mold out of it. And put it in the eyes of the man. Ask the man to go and wash in the water. Bro, what's your issue? I got eyesight issue. You're adding some of your dirty, stinking spit on my face. I won't even take it. Oh, that can only happen to a blind man. Are you here? How do you rationalize it? No wonder they didn't believe in him. That is a classic example of a voodoo man. Think about it. Take away that you was born of a Virgin Mary, or there is prophecy concerning him. A man comes to you, possibly in Ghana. You just like give it. Think about it. So I've stopped being critical. You know, of recent, there have been some noise about miracle money. How many of you have heard about miracle money? Was just Suleiman and some other, but angel and all of them. Noise have been made about it. Criticizing, calling down. Now, first of all, I am in the best position to actually criticize or say some damaging things, because I've seen things. Some 3 years ago, I happened to spend my time in worry most of the time. I was doing a video with my brother then. I saw nonsense. The name of ministry. I saw nonsense. We're working for each other. I saw nonsense in the name of ministry. But does it mean that because there is fake out there, does it mean there's no original? In fact, the fake makes you believe that there's an original. But they have to imitate the original to do the fake. Am I communicating? That's not a miracle money. I'm not yet endorsed or not endorsed, but I tell you something. Hear me. People are not attacking the miracle. They are attacking the character of the person who did the miracle. Some deep stuff. If someone like Dada Deboye pours forth money into people's accounts, the whole world will rejoice. If Dada Kumuyi does the same, the whole world will rejoice. Just because he happens to be a man who, by past antecedent, has a questionable character, that's what they're fighting, not about the man. The person who is fighting about miracle money actually knows that God can do all things. Am I communicating? All things. Listen, I've told you before that faith works by understanding. Those people who are shouting, they don't have that understanding that God can change the atmosphere for a man's sake. Are you here? Are you here? I've not endorsed anybody's miracle. Am I communicating? But until it happens to you, until it happens to you, maybe they said they should ask some people and send money to people's account. Just imagine now, me, I now do miracle now. Now I do miracle money now. Should we do it? Should we do it? The fake one, for example, now. So I now sent 500,000 to 20 people accounts. Where do I have that money from? Like what? What's the end? I don't have it. Hallelujah. Am I communicating? But you know now that like, I can begin to prophesy. You will begin to see miracle rats here. Would anybody talk you out of that? I listened to one preacher. He said, the people who rumors we take out of church are people who have not had first hand blessing from that particular man of God. They are telling me that the pastor is fake. Why that same pastor? My son died. Nine hours he was dead. And the pastor walked into the place and laid his hand on him. I was talking about if he's fake, let him continue being fake. The people they go babalawo. My communicating. I'm no more critical. Because this is my small head and brain cannot understand God. His ways are not our ways. Glory to God. What I said it before, I'm going to say it again. There's nothing new that is happening in our world. Just the reverse edition of it. This same scandal have happened. It happened in the midst of Jesus Christ. I said, how can a fish, he turned a fish to an ATM? How is that possible? If you want to rationalize it, it doesn't make sense. How would Peter, Jesus said, Peter, go to the sea, the first fish you catch. Just throw your net, the first fish you catch. So that means all the fish now had meeting. And said, hello, fishes, sizes. All the fishes now gather in that sea. Say, let me ask you people, be truthful. Which of you have Jesus' money? Which of you don't lie? The Lord is in need of it. The slave queen of the fishes. And did like this. Say, go. But the disciple needs the money. And I went there. I do fast job. Take the money. But don't know that he took money and took the fish. If he took money and took the fish inside the water, again. Hallelujah. Doesn't make sense. Jesus has so many scandals. So many. Not that they killed him. I hope you know he was convicted. Are you aware? They tried him in court. He could defend himself, but he did not defend himself. Whoa, he couldn't defend himself. The evidence was too much. People whom even have received the miracles from him were speaking against him. Say, crucify him. Imagine a man who was blind before. You now have your sight. The devil now inspire your heart. So still say, did you kill that man so that you won't take the glory that you have sight? You still here. See, my faith is being built. Engineer faith. Engineer faith means that you can take some unconventional routes to get things. I've been in a meeting, looking at the man of God. I think I've said it before. If this man can come to my direction, I've received an invitation. Out of everybody was waiting. I wasn't sitting in the front. Not second, not Paul. He left everybody and came to my side. When he came there, he said, I see God doing something great in this place. Then I said, it is me. It is not me, you thought, Abby. I engineered it in my heart. See, if this man comes to my side, I am okay. This meeting is for me. And he came. For faith, I said, I see God doing something in this place. I am that. The same offering you've been given before, you can engineer faith with it. client said she was actually, you know, a guy said he was actually fulfilling too well. He said, okay, can I pray for you? Need that, let me pray for you. He said, sir, no, sir. I want to drink from your bottle water, sir. My little man will tell me, well, let me pray for you. That one sure pass. But because I've learned not to be critical, no problem. You get what you look for. Testimony is that I took the bottle of water, drank part of it. When he got to his hostel, met his roommate, actually very sick. Very sick. He said, take water. It's a holy water for my pastor. First of all, I told him it's not holy water. But he said so. He said, I've never seen instantaneous miracle before. He said, I think I drank the water. Few minutes, the guy stood up and said, he's fine. This is someone who could not, he was vibrating when he came in. But my water, I didn't know, I don't know where it came from. It wasn't even my faith that worked. It was the guy's faith. It's not even his faith per se. It was the engineered faith towards it. One day I was going to give my papa a seat. He said, sir, and he sent my account number to pay it. I said, sir, please, sir, I don't want to pay an account. I want to give it to you, looking at your eyes, sir. That's what you do me. You look at your eye, why give it the same? Normally, if I'm giving him the same, just pray for me. But I can recite his prayer. Your seed sown is blessed. In the name of Jesus. This is not the least of you. I'll never miss my life. That is what I use for. So if I give, I know the line. Next time I'm going to hear, your seed sown is blessed. I mean, you say to myself, I do that too. But see, every time give and I receive those words, it was new to me. So that day, I went to Lagos, I gave him the seed. He didn't say your seed sown is blessed. He hugged me. First of all, I smell the fragrance. You understand? But he hugged me. I felt some warmth, which would not have come through just turning through that. It was an engineered thing. Those times I was passing some issues, I just trust God that this man, as I found rest in his chest, so I found rest in other places. By communicating. Mom, I'm not saying that he's come and hug me after service. Have protocol. Do you have license to hug me? What's his name again? Azuka. Does the Azuka have license to hug me? Azuka hugs me anyhow. And he hugged me. He used me to do press up. Press me. My communicating. Learn to engineer faith. Learn to engineer faith. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Now hear me. When it comes to the action of faith, it is personal. When it comes to the actions of faith, it is personal. I want to advise you, don't do absurd things. Don't do things that doesn't actually, that is too awkward. For example, I'm preaching, I just run to me and carry me up. I say, I've carried you up now, so shall God carry up my problem and go, no. Don't do absurd things. By the way, God will not inspire you, the Spirit of God will not inspire you to do nonsense things. Are you here? Are you here? Touching the hem of Jesus, garment was not absorbed. But she breached the protocol. She fought her way inside. Sometimes before now, like I said, I'm not critical. When I see a pastor going, and people are struggling to touch her, you know, to touch where he walked upon, and all of that, I don't feel like this is necessary. It's necessary. I was in Lagos to preach in Bonnie Ward Assembly one particular day. So when I go to preach outside of this church, when I'm preaching, I begin to feel like I'm bigger than what I am. I was ministering to them. Hey, you know, when a married woman with children, you know, this woman, just all she wants is just to touch me. I was feeling like Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, man. As I was preaching, ministering, people were coming out, dropping money. I don't know how it works, so I can't explain that. But you know, when a pastor is preaching and you come to drop an offering in front of me, it, I don't know, but it increases the volume of the anointing. I can't explain that. It's not that materialistic or anything, but it increases the anointing. I was preaching fire that day. You know, I was not preaching normal, but at the point, first it was fragrance, then it turned to fire. Say, God, when I was seeing those things coming around, I began to fire with some energy that I've never preached before. I was teaching some good. The policeman just ran, chatting towards me, and just tapped me as he dropped. Now, it's supposed to be for me to tap you and he dropped. She tapped me and she dropped. And guess what happened? People were dropping in the church one after the other from where she ran from. Engineered me. I've been meeting some, even in this church, I've been preaching sometimes. The Holy Ghost being inspired in your heart, do some certain thing. Jump up from your feet. I mean, jump up in your chair. Just have to scream sometimes. You're being too cool, calm, and collected. Something's a passing by. Something's a passing by. By communicating. Say some certain word. Holy Ghost inspires you. Go and lay a seed in that place. In this church one day, I think that was one of the services you had. As a person came to meet me and said, somebody dropped his wristwatch. His wristwatch. And I began to laugh in my heart. I said, that is how he's done. That's how he's done. Gave something that cost me. Dropped his wristwatch as an offering, as a seed. The pastor best man now begin to wear it. Because the more you wear that wristwatch, the more God blesses that man. Whoever dropped the wristwatch, am I communicating? Be intentional. See, I said again, the actions of faith. Personal. Say yes, sir. Be personal. Take it personal. Take it personal. Oh, take it personal. Take it personal. When you're taking it personal, shut down every other thing. Shut down every other thing. Shut it down. Take it personal. Don't be criticizing things you don't understand anymore. Don't. Hallelujah. Faith is a miracle in the microwave. Faith is a miracle in the microwave. You just left it there. You know, you finished cooking the food already. It's in the microwave. So when you exercise faith, that's really a miracle. It's a miracle. Just let it go. It's in the microwave. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I say, thank you, Jesus. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7, the Bible says, oh, number two. Number what? Seven, all right? Number seven. Faith defies human reasoning. Faith defies human reasoning. I did not. Faith defies human reasoning. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Say it again. Faith defies human reasoning. Never you try to understand the act of God. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? The response is no this morning. I said, do you hear me? I said before, the issue of the miracle money that people are shouting up and down. It's happening because people are trying to use their natural mind to define supernatural things. Don't you understand the word supernatural means it is superior to the natural? Are you here? Supernatural means superior to the natural. So you can't use your natural mind to understand supernatural things. I'm such a smart person, but when it comes to God, I prefer to be a fool. He uses the foolishness of this world to justify it. My communication. Choose not to be wise. When God asks me to do anything, I do it. Whether it shoots with my emotion, whether it makes sense or not, one of the greatest decisions of my life so far is obeying God to stay in Oyo one more day after graduation. It doesn't make a sense. No, we don't understand yet. It makes no sense. There is no future here. It can't be kind of mine. It can't be person every guy like me. We don't have dreams. I have dreams. But God says, stay. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. I've never been tough on myself like I am. Just, I still feel some change. Some of you might not understand what I'm saying now. by Stephen Shaw James. There are pastors out there. This thing, your anointing is actually, you're sensitive to geography. Say it again. The anointing upon your man of God is sensitive to what? To geography. Some of you, what you've done now is the best you can do. Am I communicating? There are some city I will be in. I will have ministered to people who have soft hands to push the gospel more further. I say it again without quoting it, it is not pride or something. There's nothing they are doing outside they were not doing here. It's not the Bible we're preaching like this. We're preaching it. There's nothing. But to be in Lagos or maybe Abuja or something of that nature, the same way the word of God we're preaching here has blessed you, the same way it has impacted your life, that you now begin to release your material things to support the church. But you can't do more than who you are. Am I communicating? You have 50k in your account. He gave to us 20,000 or 30 or half of 50, 25k. Have you not tried? Another man, maybe in the big city, may have 100 million in his account. If he gives you 20 million, have you not blown? Blow. You get the wisdom I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense. What do you want to say? You are like a Lamborghini in Oye market looking for buyer. Even the king cannot afford it. Then now, what you don't understand is actually that the people who I minister to, they are all Lamborghinis. You hear me? We just came here to light up the head. The time is gone. Oh, sorry. Someone don't know what's Lamborghini. It's not biscuits. It's a car. I just kept somebody's life. Now, there's somebody. She's fine, pretty, looking nice, but she doesn't know what is Lamborghini. I just helped her. Glory to God. Let me digress a bit. You're going to help someone. For some of you who feel that these to the guys, feel like your girl is not smart enough, she's not intelligent because she cannot engage you on conversations about cryptocurrency. Are you mad? Because she cannot engage you in conversation about football. She's not smart. Have you asked her types of hair? Have you discussed concealer? I'm writing it. I can teach you 7 makers of Mary Kay. That's the same way you don't know about Mary Kay, the same way they don't know about crypto. I communicate. For sisters, it's also good that you are vast. But let no guy force you to know things you don't want to know. By communicating. You are full of, you only know things of your interest. So as a guy who is going in life, what you should do is you should expose them to that interest. Do you hear what I just said now? Some of you are making a mistake, you know. I don't think she's the one. I guess she's too boring. She doesn't know anything about what's going on in the world, like poverty. She doesn't know. We think concern her with politics. She doesn't have a plan of contesting for anything. Even to contest to be your wife, she don't have plan for that. You need a girl who knows politics. Don't go marry Buhari's daughter. That's not the case. But that's wisdom anyway. Are you there? The key word is expose her to those areas of interest. Hallelujah. So faith defies human reasoning. Faith doesn't make sense. Faith doesn't make sense. And that's why our lives, even our salvation doesn't make sense. How can a man come to die for our sin since he didn't come? It doesn't make sense. It's divine foolishness. Divine stupidity. Irrational thinking. How can I be in debt? And the way out of debt is for me to go and borrow again. It doesn't make any sense. How can I be trusting God for finances? How should I say give? So don't you understand I don't have? You say you don't have right. Can you cast your faith? Can you cast your faith and totally depend on God and see God work wonders? But listen good this morning. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Faith doesn't make any sense. Someone dies. What's the next thing? Bury the message. But faith says, no, I'm going to spend some hours praying. My papa taught me this, I'm going to say it now. He said, don't be quick to bury the dead. Allow faith to work. So if someone dies around you, ask them to give you some time. Am I communicating? Be the God that you are. Give me some time, please. Let me pray for this dead person. You hold the person's hand. Don't be scared. People think that dead bodies are now wicked. Even their own person dies, all of a sudden they become scared of the dead body. The dead body is useless and lifeless like a dead body. You can slap that guy there. He will do nothing. And that's why if you take charge and command life to that body. Are you here? That was the one day we went for funeral. I went to the funeral. They called you to come and bury somebody that had died for over 3 months ago. They brought the heart from the mortuary. He did all the things. God turned to Papa to just bless and do the enemy. Take a look, cast off it, stretch your hand. First brother Timothy. So pray that right now God restore his life back to you. Bro, they've done autopsy. They've embalmed him. That was in some people's mind. Cast your hand. Stretch your hand. That's what we pray for him. God is able to bring him back to life now. Does it make sense? I will stretch our hands. We'll pray for like 20 minutes. Say glory to God. Hallelujah. Can bury him. Some people are waiting to hear that, and he woke up. I know if he woke up, probably I will not be here now. But you might never know. When God will do it, see, listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. So some will ask, but why didn't God just do it? He said, where is another way? What if that man wake up now? Tomorrow still died. But if that is his time, am I communicating? But do you know that there are so many people who were dead on that day who just resurrected? You catch what I just said now. Some people came there spiritually dead. Some people came there with faithlessness. They never even believed in their life that God can heal. Yet a pastor is praying that the dead body of 3 months will rise up. So did the miracle happen on that day? Some people faith got strength, you know. Such, me. I know God heals. I know he can heal, but I don't think he can. I never knew he can heal a body of dead person of 3 months. No, why he disturbed me? He's dead. Let the person who, you know, I'm very wide in thinking. I used to say that death have to happen so that the person's casket can eat. The person digging grave, we eat. I say, well, that thing can happen. It doesn't mean anything. You stay here. Say that you stay here. Let faith walk. In 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. Verse 1. Then now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elijah, saying, the servant my husband is dead, and thou knowest that my God, that the servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my 2 sons to be born men. In verse 2, and Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me what thou hast thou in the house. And she said, thy husband has not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Alright, in verse 3,
Then he said, go, borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. Does it make sense? First of all, your family is known. They have a bad name of being bad debtors. God has given a verdict that your two sons will be used as collateral. They will go and serve the person who you are owing. So it is no more a secret something. Everybody knows you as what? Being a debtor. All of a sudden, God shows up and asks you to go and borrow more. Does it make sense? Now, this thing is attaching to you now so that you begin to see that mostly sometimes God has spoken to you some certain things that you just feel that it can't be making sense. One day you are very hungry. You manage to buy noodles with the last money you have. So you're making that noodles. Holy Ghost just inspiring your heart. Give this food to so person. Now tell yourself that first of all, it can't be God. God cannot be mad. This is not God. It's not God. It can't be God. So he will say, even if it's God, I don't do. Money, the little one you have, you can say that you need money. The Holy Ghost will inspire you. Give. Give. And you'll be there. Something I call analysis paralysis. You're not certain. Holy Ghost telling you, you know, that thing can be very strong. Have you? Has it happened to you before? Very strong. If one person stand up, your heart will just cut. Struggling inside of yourself. Devil is saying, devil is going to breathe on you. Don't do it. Don't stand up. You have to remind you of so many things you need. Even tell you that you need iPhone X. No, iPhone 12. He tells you need iPhone 12. They are looking for 1,000 there. Devil is mad. You need iPhone 12. Begin to save it small. Save this money. Said it before. I mean, to break my heart. And that they stood. Verse 4. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons. And thou shalt pour out in all those vessels. And thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her sons, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, pay thy debt, and leave thou and the children of the rest. In case you don't understand, did you hear what he said last day? And leave thou and the children of the rest. That means that the money they will make out of that is enough to sustain them for a lifetime. Now some of you, in my Bible story, told us a lie. What they showed us was all those small jar. Right? Well, we're talking about barrels. Barrels. They keep going. And you just keep getting filled up. Hallelujah. If she did not take that irrational step, going to borrow when she's already in debt. I'm not saying she can't borrow to give to church money. Can you hear me? I'm not a manipulator. But let me warn you. The day the Holy Ghost inspires you to do some strange things like that, if you don't, it's on you.
tell you, say now, I will never in my whole life of ministry cajole somebody to give or to do some certain thing. But the day the Holy Ghost inspires you to do such a thing, if you don't, it's left between you and God. And it always has consequences. You get what I'm saying now? And it comes inside you to get the gifts of the Spirit. The day it will happen, but it will happen someday. It could be the day your most loved car. God will say to you, give it to so person. For some reasons, maybe God just wants to bless that person. And you're a vessel God wants to use. Come on. It's a privilege to be a vessel they are negating now. Oh, you're not responding to me. I have some excited people in the house. It could also be to avert some bad occurrences. Give the car away. But this car will give you 7 days time. Oh, but why can't you kill the person I'm giving to you? No, your stories are not the same. Till now, I don't know the reason why God asked me to give the car out. So in church before, I don't know why. I was so excited coming back. As my custom is, if I'm driving from Lagos to Oyekiti, I must branch a redemption camp to pray. Even I say that the devil does not know how to preach the gospel. Well, I've told you before, if I see daddy one-on-one, I will lie down and ask him to match my head. To contact a grace. A powerful word that sucks. I go to the redemption camp, I spend like 20 to 30 minutes. I was praying off a sudden. Don't forget, I went to preach for a pastor in Lagos. Off a sudden, my phone rang, and it was the pastor who I went to preach for. And he said, man of God, God has done it, so I'm going late. I said, what happened? My wife just put to bed. I said, glory to God. I said, where are you, sir? He said, we are in the keke going home. And she just told me that the wife gave her to twin. You know, first of all, I have Abobi. Abobi means in my heart strong. All of a sudden, my heart just soft. But now hearing my heart was, give them the car. Give them the car. All of a sudden, there was a beat on it. Give them the car. Give them the car. Give them the car. I want to shake it off. Give them the car. Give them the car. Then I start praying out loud so I can hear myself praying. Ma take, 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 ma take, braga, give them the car. I don't know. What kind of seed you give, they don't recover from. My plan was to come and show them, to come and torment them. Those who that say that I will not prosper in this town, for them to see that God has prospered me. And God said, give them a car. All of a sudden, the devil whispered again too. The devil can call you son. He's a trick master. He says, son? I said, yes, dad. What are you going to do now? You know, see, I know in your... Oh, the devil is wicked. He will say things to you that will appeal to you. Say, I know you're a great person. You have a heart of giving. But see, what you're going to do for me now is that you will just take 20,000 naira, then you buy Pampers. Because you spend that, you can buy Pampers and go and give to them. You can put a little money in the envelope, like 20k in the envelope, and can give to them. It's not only a month you go today. You can go after 2 months. You can come back. You know, you can even increase it by then. God, of course, will do more. You know. My again, give them the car. Give them the car. The command of God, sir, where are you, sir? Say they are going. He said to God, say, wow, I know God is in that country all together in Lagos. The journey was not encouraging. I have to turn back. The hardest journey of my life. When I got to the street, the place was still fire in my eye. Going into the house. By the way, I didn't have money on me. God, of my guys, he sent me money to buy Pampers as the devil instructed me. Some money put in the envelope as the devil instructed me. Go to the house, give the Pampers, and give the money. The devil is a trick master. Did you see how they were so happy, rejoicing? so glad that I even came back. I even came back. The devil was telling me, you've done it. Now let's go. Let's go. I stood up. I felt so weak around me. My body couldn't carry it. But it just, I would feel so sad. Like I have disobeyed God the highest of it all. The face I put up there. And it's coming, I don't know. I keep asking, and I was going. I don't hear God bless you. That's not what I'm going to hear now. You say God bless you, you realize, yeah. They give no one. Say, sir. You know, one funny thing, I'll try to order over, but nobody come there. Trick. They point out, we have to say, God, please don't bless me. When you're tracking, you're looking at your life. No, what was telling me is that I've told some people that have a car. How do we get to that? There's nothing I did not think of that day. Even at any car, I said, I'm to look at the car. Probably God would not send the angel to God, to give him the car. Give him the car. Nobody! God was just about to tell do not ask me for money until we have told them that. Paid very well. And the man of God sent me a text. He said to me, you will not buy it. Cars will come to you. My cars will come to you. I said, he said that he might even understand the prayer. Wow, since then till now, I have not bought a car. I've used cars. My next car after then was a Benz. Yeah, because he came for someone who doesn't believe in my ministry. I mean, for my family members. You know, family members are the ones who don't believe in you. Because they've been praying that God should use and do something better with your life. Next one again, and so shall all of them keep on by communicating. So sometimes God can ask you to do things that doesn't make sense. Classic example: when God told Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac, Abraham would comfortably give Ishmael because he's giving him so many issues. Because he needed Isaac. So sometimes Holy Ghost will inspire you to give your Isaac all that you have. All that you have. Are you here? All that you have. It is not demonic. Not demonic. People who complain after giving a seed are people who stop living on faith after giving the seed as a faith. You stay here. So I can imagine what the friends of the woman who didn't have anything before and has an oil well, when her friends ask her, how come? How did it happen? She looked and said, man, I can't explain it. It's unexplainable. How do you tell me that one little jar of oil got you drums of oil? How can you say that? I can't explain it. You receive a miracle that you cannot explain in the name of Jesus. And it will happen in your academics. You begin to see scores that you know you cannot explain. It will happen in your finances. You will receive money you cannot explain. Listen, I strongly believe that an angel can come down from heaven, come to earth, do business for your sake, and credit you with that lot. I believe in that. I get what I'm saying. I say it again. See, when it comes to faith, there's nothing I don't believe. I believe that an angel can leave heaven. Should be angels left heaven before, Abby? I and came to rescue Lot and his family, right? He took the form of woman. So there are angels living among us. You aware of that? Angels live among us. Let me give this. I'm going to tell you about angels all these days. You know, sometimes an angel can possess you. Or someone. Maybe you don't know why you are doing something for that person. But you can't stop it. Have someone who you never expected before to show you so much love and care ever do that for you before? And you don't expect it. Change possession. When you say that angels take form of human body, yes, there's actually a classic example of one just coming as a newbie, but there are more. Things just happen that such person just shows forth in your life at that moment and just does all that is in your best interest. I don't share stories most of the time, but I remember something very clearly. The first keyboard we used in this church, which is one of the biggest keyboard in the EKT. I wouldn't lend you one of the biggest keyboard in EKT at the point, you know, here's how. Now that man's boy was very big keyboard. I've told this story in church before. When the call of God came upon my life, you know, I hated being a pastor so much, so I preferred to be a motivational speaker. I've been doing that for a while. The call was coming strongly. Then, when I said the call was coming strongly, don't mistake it now. The call to actual ministry, okay? Yeah. So then, I went to a place called Ebeda in Lagos to go and do something. Then, Hear this. In this are real, man. So, went to other way. And I saw a keyboard. I didn't go to buy a keyboard. That's the story. I saw the keyboard. They just got it from the boss down. It still has some nylons on it and all that. It's not new. It's number one. I saw it. I went there and said, wow. It's a keyboard. I was touching it. It's the keyboard. The man now asked me, do you want to buy it? I said, yes. Say how much? Say 600,000 naira. Then so wow, my God is able. But we're not up to 15 in church. My God is able. He's able. So wow. Yes, sir, we'll buy. We won't have money. We left. When I do something, on my way coming back, I have to still pass that place. As I was passing the man says, ah, hey, come church, H-O-Y. Sir, how much do you have? He said, 3,000. He said, bring it. Say what? He said, bring it. Listen up. He said, sir, I mean, 3,000 is not the money I have for the back. Like, it's not the money I have. I'm still going home. Me 2,000. I want us to take you. Guess what? He's even a Muslim. He didn't see an answer to the truck. He said, as you left, a man came here and told me to give you that keyboard. Are you a pastor? Now, for you, church, now I'd be like, pastor, if you ever come to my house unannounced, what you will see will shock you. If it's right, don't come to my house. I used to wear earrings in my house. Only in my house. You don't know. You'll know soon. Hallelujah. Since I can't do the word, let me visit my house. Glory to God. There's some people who are sponsoring my lifestyle, my sinful life in this church. But they bought me an earring, magnetic one. Hey, Papa, you will like it. The reason bought me a whole boy clothes. You know that nice half? Lady, yeah. Baby. That's the way it is. I want to be useless in my life. Say somebody asked me to give it to you. How? See, don't be going. I can be going. Yes, how? I then left. Yes, ago. See, when I get to the point where I feel that we need something in truth and the need is pressing me, God will remind me. Only before. That's when I said, well, I was getting called into the ministry. It was at Oshun. But by evening, rushing home, I went to Keja. A young boy, a man came to me. This one, I was battling with the fact that I don't like pastoring. Like, can't we? If you go to my Facebook post in 2011, then you will see my post. It's still there. I've said things like, you don't have to be a pastor for the word of God. I was battling with that thing that I have to now live my life in conformity of how people want me to live it. This pastoring job is hard. I hated it. The fact that all the pastors I saw around me were poor. One that have money, which was my elder brother, is behaving as one that doesn't have money. It was paining my life. We import CV, I said TV, yes, we don't have TV in our house. That didn't make sense to me. So I hated being a pastor. I was in that place, just walking. A man came to me, gave me a microphone. Yes, man, sir, come. Take this man. He just like, walk past me now and give me the microphone. Just put it. Go back here. But I was standing here waiting for the bus. You know what I mean? Right? So just give me a walk past and be going here. I was not expecting you to give me a mic, you know, right? So you have to tap your mic. So I just was there thinking, I thought they were going to steal my phone. All of a sudden, out of impulse, gives me a mic and left. So go with your eye touch, look first. What they gave you, Abby? So I just pass and be going. I gave him the mic, I thought, hold him. The next thing for me to look like this, I didn't see anybody again. I don't share experiences so that you're not being there, you think maybe that's what's going to happen to you. God's call is upon your life. You're waiting for them to give you a mic. They will give you a slap. I communicate. That's why I don't share experiences. So please, it's better now. And I had my hand. The first impulse, look at the mic, what they gave you. They're giving you something else. As I turned to look at it, there were people actually there. But I knew I saw somebody who wouldn't have run away just like that. And I knew I had a trip. You see, one man gave me something like that. People were looking at it as if I am mad. I had to comport myself. The guy struggled for like a week. Eventually, I met the pastor who I asked the whole question. He asked me one point, he said, do you know you're going to be a pastor before? Yeah, no, sir, but I don't like it. He said, no, that's not the question. Wait, this is, are you struggling with this thoughts for a while? He said, yes. He said something to me, is there a name pastor? He said, whether you like, jump up, down, give yourself or not, be a pastor. That's the greatest miserable word I had in my life. That's me. If you like, don't pastor. Your seeds shall happen. So at that point, then, the IT began to dawn on me that I could run away from it. The mic was naturally functioning anyway. So don't go to this, you know, the mic. Nobody asked me, Papa, where is the mic? So can I idealize it? So Papa made sure that I did not do such things. So when I got in contact with my spiritual father, I told him all of that. He said, what before? That was just an instruction to put. Has nothing to do with authorizing anything. Don't go and keep it somewhere. Alright? So you know, one day it got out, we're going to go and teach you. You touch it first. Are you here? So angels are real. The way I'm talking now, some of you are looking at it like it's sweet though. But it is sweeter when you have the first class experience. May you receive angelic visitations in the name of Jesus. Give Christ examples. You know that there's some of your friends who you know they don't have sense. But someday you needed an advice. And that foolish person gave you an advice of a lifetime. Spoke as if he's not the idiot talking. Spoke with so much wisdom. Do you have a witness here? Spoke so much wisdom. It's not the person talking, though. You know if the person talks, the person cannot talk like this. I've had this, you know, after they talk and they snap out of it, they begin to say nonsense at the end of it all. Hallelujah. They say, it doesn't matter anywhere. But they didn't know what's happening to them. They just possess them at the moment. Back to finances. witnesses it in righteousness. All of a sudden, your uncle who doesn't talk to your mom just have affection towards you. Calls you on the phone. Say, how are you? Say, I'm fine, sir. Tell me your account number. He's ordinary. Let me not go deeper. Let me not go deeper. Look, there's some idiots that have money. Don't know what to use the money to do. God will just tear something to happen. It will fall in your home. Something you don't call something, they will buy from you. Ah. Oh, my friend, I have testimony with me. He said, sir, I don't know what's happening, but I keep buying things at ridiculous amount. Say, eh? We bought one car for 250,000 naira. It's worth over 4 million naira. Say, one guy just watched to me. He said, sir, please, I need to leave this country. They're looking for him. Say, Yahoo boy. Say, I don't have money. I don't have money to buy cars. Just need 500K. I don't have money for 250,000. Say, please, now make it. Say, I have just 250K. I bring. I hope the car is okay. Say, yes. He called. They did inspection of the car. Everything is legit. May the anointing of God direct people who want to say things cheap your way in the name of Jesus. What's that? Hallelujah. So when you talk about the word of the Gentile, this is how it happens anyway. Someone will just be in distress saying, there are people who are making money from such things. Let's leave that. I want to wrap up. Hallelujah. What's number six? Number seven? Can he hear you? Can you find my reason? The Bible says in 2 Kings, chapter 4, verse 7. I'll show you the story. Now, round up. Then she came and told the man of God and said, verse 11. And he found a day that he came hither and turned the chamber and lay there. This was after Elijah, the Shunammite woman, offered him a place to sleep. Okay, and he fell in a day. Okay, let me start from this. Let's start from verse 8. 2 Kings 4, verse 8. The Bible says, and it fell on the day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was, that as oft as he passed by, he turned hither to eat bread. Copy. If God has used you to bless any man of God, make it a consistent something. Don't rub it off on them. I kind of person, I won't go there twice. But Elijah, he said, he became which passed by us continually. So, like, he goes there all the time. Am I communicating? Okay? Where was a good man which constrained him to eat bread? And so it was, and as often as he passed by, he turned hither to eat bread. And in verse 9, and she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick, and it shall be, when he passeth by us, he shall turn in here, hither. Verse 11, and it fell on the day that he came hither, that he turned into the chamber and lay there. Verse 12, and he said unto Gehazi his servant, call this Shunammite woman, that when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is it to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken to the king or to the chaplain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. In verse 14, and he said, what then is it to be done for thee? And Gehazi answered, very, she has no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at the season that Elijah had said unto her, according to the time of life. Verse 18, and when the child was born, it fell on a day that he went out with his father to reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knee, till knew, and then died. Right? And in verse 21, everybody 21? She went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. Now, pause a while. First of all, this wouldn't have happened if honor was not instituted. Am I communicating? So she invited the miracle into her house. First of all, the miracle was that she conceived a child. Tragedy struck. Point of notice, that God gave you a thing does not mean the devil cannot touch it. Did you hear what I just said now? Say it again, that God gave you a thing does not mean the devil cannot touch it. Don't make that mistake. But because the finances came from God, the devil can never touch it. No, he's always in there to disrupt your peace. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. The next thing that she had a faith. When the son died, you know what she did? She engineered the faith. There were so many beds in the house. She laid the child on the bed of the man of God. Oh, bless you if you have any item that belongs to me in your possession. I gave it something. That sometimes you pass through things. I'm not teaching to hide the right things, but you can try engineers of certain faith. Hallelujah. I do such one in my office. I have a picture of my spiritual father in my office. Right. It's a motivation. It's a honor too. Wow. I'm not going to stand here to tell you other things that go beyond this. Glory to God. Am I communicating this morning? An engineer of certain faith. So she laid the son on the bed of the man of God. The miracle didn't happen instantly. Are you there? Are you there? Right. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. First of all, she didn't go to lay him there for a miracle. She wanted, if she had laid him there with the mindset of rise up, it would have happened. Are you there? She kept him there because this is the best atmosphere to be. Where the man of God sleeps. In verse 22, and she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of your young men and one of these asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. What a virtuous woman. Woman of faith. This woman of faith. You notice something there? You see something there? Who saw it? What did you see? He didn't tell the husband that the child is dead. A typical Nigerian woman. Mobile, I said I've died. And I said, I will die and follow him. Die. Do you see that? I didn't say you won't see that. What verse was that? 22. And she called her husband. And said, send me, I pray thee, one of your young men, one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go with him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath, and it shall be. Okay, yeah, that's not an ass. Right? In verse 25, so she went and came unto the man of God, the man of Carmel. And it came to pass that when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said unto Gehazi his servant, behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, it is well with thee. It is well with thy husband. It is well with thy child. And she answered, it is well. Verse 27. And when she came to the man of God, to the hills, she caught him by the feet. Oh, glory to God. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. See, it is not that the protocol started working. Gehazi came to stop her, cast her away. You there? And the man of God said, let her alone. for her soul is vexed within her. The Lord has hid it from me and has not told me. Why? Verse 28. Everybody? Then she said, 28, everybody? Thy desire is son. Did I not say, do not deceive me? Verse 29. Then he said to Gehazi, guide of the runs, and take my staff in thy hand, and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. If any salute thee, answer him not again, and lay my staff upon the face of the child. Who was instruction given to? Whose servant was he? Elijah. But see what happened now. And Elijah, verse what? Verse 30. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose from her. This is some absolute kind of faith. I can't come this far. You send somebody to go with me. You go. You have strong faith in the man of God. You hear? And Gehazi passed before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child, and there was neither voice nor hearing. Before he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awaking. When Elijah was coming to the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. And it was 34, and he went up and laid upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth, upon his eyes, sat upon his hands, and trusted himself, and stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child was warm. Then he returned, walked into the house, door of the book, went up, and spread himself. The child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes, and he called Gehazi, called the Shunammite, called her. When she was come in unto him, he said, take up that son. Then she went in and fell at his feet, bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went away. Hallelujah. Miracle happened. Her faith was activated. Glory to God. Say glory to God. Any death circumstance in your life will rise now at the mention of the name Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Peter toyed all night, for the destruction was as the night one more time. And there was a breaking result. The worst miracle that happened, that never happened in the history of time. Their net broke. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what you've toiled in the past. This moment, God is saying, cast your net one more time, and you see God's hands in the name of Jesus. I say, you see God's hand in the name of Jesus. Can you bend your feet? The next few things I'm going to say now, I'm not sad that it is I used to say. I want you to understand it. It's actually a spiritual song. You hear? The end of our series. The place where we walk into the reality of what God has called us, God is why. Try to analyze things when it comes to your faith walk with God. Never try to analyze things. You can close your eyes now.